Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has announced a juvenile curfew from November 1st through November 5th in certain high-risk areas after videos on social media showed large groups of youths brawling in the nation's capital. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Bowser issued an order creating special juvenile curfew zones in which persons under the age of 18 in any public place or on the premises of any establishment must leave the area unless engaged in certain exempted activities. The order activates a citywide curfew that began at 11 p.m. on November 1st, 2025, lasting until 6 a.m. and every night through Wednesday, November 5th, 2025, at 11:59 p.m. Bernie Bennett reporting.
British police say one of two men arrested over a stabbing attack on a train has been released without charge. The only remaining suspect is a 32-year-old British man who remains in custody on suspicion of attempted murder. One victim remains in a life-threatening condition, a member of train staff who police say saved lives with his heroic actions. Five others remained in the hospital. Top Republicans are pushing back against President Trump's call for eliminating the filibuster. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
60 votes are needed in the Senate to end filibuster debate and then move toward a final vote on legislation. That 60-vote threshold has prevented Congress from ending the government shutdown. Late last week, the president urged the Senate to change its rules. But GOP leaders have strongly opposed changing the filibuster, arguing that it's vital to the institution of the Senate and has allowed them to halt Democratic policies when they are in the minority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Flight delays are continuing at U.S. airports amid air traffic controller shortages. This is SRN News. How much religious freedom do you have?
That depends on which state you live in. A new report from Napa Legal Institute ranks the states according to how well they protect the religious liberty of their residents. Sitting at number one on the list is Alabama, with a score of 86% success in defending religious freedom. Kansas comes in second at 79%, followed by Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. At the bottom of the list, Michigan, 22%. Then come Vermont and Delaware. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Oregon has blocked President Trump from pulling sexual education funding over curricula mentioning so-called gender diversity. District Judge Ann Aiken issued the preliminary injunction as part of a lawsuit filed against the Health and Human Services Department by 16 states and the District of Columbia. The plaintiffs argue pulling such money violates separation of powers. This is SRN News. It's the last days on the campaign trail before Election Day for mayor of New York. Independent candidate Andrew Cuomo, Democrat Zoran Mamdani, and Republican Curtis Sliwa are offering their closing arguments to voters. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni is appalled by the positions Mamdani has taken on social issues.
I'm sorry, New York has been doing that for how long now? And every time they double down and raise taxes, it just makes the problems that much worse. Tax revenue doesn't go up. Tax revenue goes down. And the rich don't go into New York. They leave New York. It's what has been happening, and it's what will continue to happen, only faster if they double down on this agenda by voting for this communist, which sadly looks like is exactly what's going to happen.
And Tony was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.